Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
I can't help myself, I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my guiding star, my guiding light, my love fantasy. There's not a minute I will. That's All My Love by Luther Vandross, because his documentary
All
just...
my love, yes.
Sorry, I was like, let me get to the chorus.
Oh, you saw his documentary?
No, not yet. And I'm just surprised it's not on Max yet.
Yeah, it's coming soon, though. But
I know.
Yeah, shout out to Luther, and shout out to us. It is... We Watch Too Much TV season 5, episode 7.
In 2025.
In 2025, our first episode of 2025. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year, best friend. How is the first 7 days? Girl, time is the construct.
Officially, the first full week. Let me tell you something. My focus on 2025 is to do less reacting and just more. Just standing in my truth. And my truth is just being in the present moment. So not allowing my mind to go to back in the past of things that don't exist anymore or in the future, which don't exist because they're just not true. They haven't happened. So just being in the present moment and then standing in that truth of it being in my present moment, because typically in the present moment, things are well. So no reason to just kind of allow myself to get out of whack or allow my mind to go into a negative place, because I just don't have no time for that. And if I catch myself letting that happen, because there were some people pissing me off yesterday.
Listen.
On this first Monday of 2025. But I was just like, no. I was like, let me stop. Let me breathe.
That's it. Take a second.
And okay, let's move forward amicably, because that's what it
is. Agree to disagree. New year, right. New me.
Period. Dot. How about you, best friend? How has your first 7 days been?
You know what? Kind of the same. I'm just trying to realign my energy to your point. I think life for everybody. And it's important to just kind of take a second, you know, and like relax. And so I'm just trying to relax more. I'm trying to say no more. I'm trying to sit still more. I'm trying to enjoy my own space more. But also, to your point, I'm trying not to react. Everything is a means to an end. Everything is a means to an end. So it's like, just relax, take it as it comes, and just watch television.
Staying warm over there?
Oh, sorry. It's cold, y'all. It's cold. My heat bill? Jesus Christ.
Ooh, I could imagine, child. I could imagine, because that heat would be staying on.
I bought a little like blanket to try to like not have it on, but this shit don't. I need my heat. I'd be cold. Cold.
Right. And is the congestion toll impacting you at all?
You know what? Your girl has not taken an Uber in the first 7 days of the year. Shout outs to me.
Period.
I am also working on a new year of under consuming. I have recognized that I'm an over consumer, especially when it comes to Uber and Lyft. I will never tell anybody in this world how much I've spent on it, because it's a lot.
I try not to think about it myself.
Girl, it's like I'm going from New Jersey to New York all the time, and now these tolls. That's why I'm like, maybe I just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had it affect me yet, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. New York is just like OD reminding people like, yeah, so you can only live here if you have money.
Yeah.
And if you don't have money, we're going to make it very uncomfortable for you. Sorry.
I don't see myself necessarily wanting to move anytime soon. I don't know. I feel like I left for 8 years. You still away. You're enjoy it. I'm not against it, but you know, I one thing I love that no other state has, there's always something to do that's different.
Oh yeah. Like New York to me is still the greatest city. I've traveled a lot. And I'm still trying to find a city that I say is like, there's stuff that's neck and neck. And, you know, we've gone to Europe and we see very strong similarities, but there's still just a certain energy that only New York has. So, you know, unfortunately, it's just extremely, extremely expensive. They make you pay for that energy. But just between the cold and the violence and all of that. I'm kind
That's
of good,
it.
but you know, I still I visit.
It's a lot. I just pray every day, girl. I pray every day. I just pray. Pray.
But other than that, you guys can follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That's TEA with the letter V. And like and subscribe,
That is
comment,
it.
rate and
Let us know what you
review.
want us to watch. Yes.
Yeah, but we're pretty well rounded for the most part. We watch a variety of stuff, like Tanea's into the medical dramas. I do some crime dramas, but I love reality television. Tanea watches like every documentary.
Every single one, I really
Every
love
single one,
them.
she will watch it. I'm a mom, so I've been sprinkling in some content for babies. So, we got some wide variety going on over here, okay?
Listen, we watch everything and tell us what you want us to watch. I'm always open to new ideas and like, oh, okay, I'll watch that. I'll watch almost anything, but like horror. Don't tell me to watch nothing
Tanea does not
scary.
watch horror. Oh, but I watch horror, so
Yes. And it's at Jocelyn.
yes. Like I just saw the trailer for this new slasher movie coming out for Valentine's Day called Hard Eyes, and it actually looks good. I'm like, oh, that looks like a good killer movie. So yeah. But on that note, let's get into what we were actually watching as part of our weekly grab. Best friend, what's first on your list?
All right. So first on my weekly grab is a new show that came out over the holiday break on Peacock. It is called Laid. It's a comedy and it is about a young woman. I gotta Google her name because I feel so bad for not knowing her name, but I love her. Stephanie Hsu. Sorry. She plays Ruby. She's a young Asian event planner and she starts everybody she's ever had sex with starts to die. None of it's connected, but it starts. She's one guy dies, another guy dies, and she has had sex with them recently. She just all had sex with them, and so her and her best friend are trying to figure. Well, her best friend mostly because she's into crime drama. She's trying to figure out the pattern and to try to warn people. But the girl's working on herself. She has a lot of issues. She's in therapy, but kind of like not actively in it. But she ends up messing up and sleeping with her best friend's boyfriend when they broke up or had broken
Oh,
up. Yeah, it was like they were together. They broke up for like 2 months. They all went. He was her plus one to a wedding. He's still
hell
waiting.
no.
You know, they were broken up. They got super drunk. The girl hooked up with someone and he slept with, and they were too drunk. They didn't do it purposely. Like they like woke up and realized they were next to each other. But because she did, of course, he might die because
No.
everybody she has sex with die.
Well, I guess it's not such a bad thing.
It's interesting. I haven't finished it yet. I plan on finishing it before the weekend, but I just like the premise because it's super funny. The girl is like imperfect, but you should tell she's trying to work on herself. But it's also just kind of funny. Like it's way funnier than I thought. Oh, but the girl's falling in love with one of her clients, the one who's killing the guys, but he has a weird girlfriend. She's weird. I think on purpose, but yeah, it's a good show. It's funny, but it's also like imagine. Like they all just start dying randomly.
Oh my
And
goodness.
she tries to warn a guy. The guy's like, that's not gonna happen. He works in a bank, the bank gets shot up. Like,
Dang, that's hilarious. She definitely has a curse on her vagina.
yes. And so she's trying to figure it out. They're trying to see if it's connected, but yeah. So that was first on my weekly grab. It's stupid, but I like stupid
It's
shows.
cool. It kind of sounds like, I don't know, not like Jennifer's Body, but just weird in the sense of that movie of Jennifer's Body. So cool.
Sorry, I've never seen that
You never saw Jennifer's
movie.
Body with Megan Fox?
I've heard of it. I know that's where she's from. I've never actually seen
I know that's where she's
it.
from. That's hilarious.
I know that maybe she's from some body movie.
Jennifer's Body, she in the movie, she plays a boy eating demon. The reason she becomes a demon is because she was a groupie and basically hanging out with this rock band that ends up trying to sacrifice her so they could sell, sacrifice her to the devil so that they could become rich and famous, like a successful. They want to be Maroon 5. They want to be the next Maroon 5, but they have to sacrifice a virgin. But She lied and told him that she was a virgin, but really she wasn't a virgin, only in the back door. She was a virgin. This is all in the movie. And so since they didn't necessarily sacrifice her actual virgin, but they still killed her, she comes back as a demon, and so she eats boys. And so that's what the movie's about. It's pretty cool. And it plays off of the whole Illuminati theme and the music industry. And it's funny. Yeah, it was a good movie. Jennifer's Body. But
Another recommendation.
yes, that is not on my weekly grab because 2010 called and said you should have been watching that movie. But first on my weekly grab, you already know Squid Game season 2 came in hot. It's really good because the season 1, really kind of kicked off. You're following the main character, and he is really broke. And he owes a lot of money in debt, but he starts off in this game, and so the show pretty much kind of starts off with the games in season 1. But season 2, it's really a build up to the story of the main character, which the names, it's like hard with the names, but
Yes, listen, the people were described.
so the main guy is I can't it, Ji-hun. I'm gonna just say Ji-hun. He is returning. Wait, is he the main guy? Yes, he's the main guy. He's returning to the games to like dismantle it because he knows that it's evil. He knows that it's killing people. So he's out for vengeance to just kind of dismantle the game, even though he won the last game, right? He won the money. He made it. He was the only one that made it to the end. Remember, everyone died. But he's like coming back to dismantle it. I don't know why they end up letting him back into the game, knowing that he knows everything about the game,
To
but
do exactly what he did, that damn evil
He,
person.
yeah, yes. And then the guy that r is running the whole thing, he ends up joining the game because he could tell that Ji-hun is just putting people on to how to win so they don't get killed. So he ends up joining the game, and Ji-hun doesn't know that he's the front man who runs the whole Squid Game. So you basically know that the whole season, and then you're still watching them play these games. And then because Ji-hun knew the first challenge, which was the red light, green light, they switched everything up. So every game after that, he is the first of the first. He doesn't know what they're doing. And so now he still has to play and make it through without getting killed. And so you're still just seeing people just get murdered and shot up. Then out, but they have the option this season to vote to end the game. But then you just keep seeing that that people are still voting to stay in the game, which is crazy. I'm like, you just saw all these people get murdered. Why are you still voting so that this game could continue? But they'll vote to keep the game going. Then when they end up voting and having a tie, now they have to have a night to think about it, but they give everybody forks. And so people just start killing each other. Another dude who's like really a standout, he plays like this drug addict rapper, but he's like the comical relief throughout the movie. And I just found out through like Twitter that this was his first role in 9 years because he got caught smoking weed. And so basically he was blacklisted. And
Oh my
yes, because they're
gosh.
so strict with weed.
In
And
Japan, right?
yeah,
Or is
no, this is Korea. So
it? Okay.
T.O.P, he plays Thanos, the rapper.
He is hilarious.
He is so funny all throughout the show. But pretty much Squid Game 2 is so good. And that cliff ending end ender, it was just like, how are you gonna end the show like this? It's like, hey, come on, ain't no way. There gotta be another episode. But nope, it was only like what, 7, 8 episodes. It ended on a huge cliffhanger. Now you're really drawn in, like, okay, it's weird as hell of season 3. Season 3 is already been greenlit, and I think it's coming out next year. So it means they probably already just shot it. So we'll be ready, Squid Game season 3, because season 2 was good. It's a good show. I'm really loving this show. So
I was gonna ask, I saw some feedback where people saying like they thought that the season was starting off slow. Did you agree, or you kind of like the backstories of everything?
if you thought it started off slow, then you're just someone who has a short attention span and can't follow good storyline, because it was good. It just wasn't the game. Like, if you're only watching it just for the game, then no, because they still were building up. Like, it was mad good. They were finding the guy. So first of all, the reason he got into everyone gets signed up for Squid Game is somebody finds them in the train station. This suited up guy finds them in a train station, makes them play like basic slap, basically slap each other. And then when you lose, he hands you like a business card and it's to enter the Squid Game. So because he the Ji-hun is trying to dismantle the Squid Game, there he gets he petitions this like street gang or his friends or whatever to go find this suited up guy that's signing people up for Squid Game. So they are out on a mission to search the train stations to find this guy so he could lead them. Because remember, now they can't find where the fuck Squid Game is, where he because he's also trying to alert the police. And one police officer had infiltrated the game's last season because he was looking for his brother, who is actually the front man who runs the whole thing.
Crazy.
And so he, now he's trying to find the island where Squid Game was at, but he just can't, he doesn't know because it's some remote island. So now they find the guy that's, it took them 2 years to find the guy that's giving out these business cards, slapping people up and giving them the business cards. And this guy's a nut job. And so now Ji-hun has to like show him up and they play a game of Russian roulette. It's crazy. Like, how is all of that boring? Like, it's, if you're saying that that's a slow build up, I guess you're literally only watching Squid Game so
For
people
the
can
people
go nuts.
getting killed.
Yes.
I just want to also say,
They're
I
like,
knew.
somebody needs to die. I'm bored.
Shoot him
Shoot him.
now. I just also want to say, I knew it about the captain. I felt it in my heart. I felt
Oh,
it in my
yes. Mark was
soul.
saying it the whole time. He was
I
like, I don't
fucking
trust
knew
this
it.
guy. Yeah.
His energy, the way he was like, I can't find it. I can't find it. I can't find it. Nigga,
Yeah.
nuh-uh. You a part of the ops. I
He
felt it.
has to be a part of the ops because it's like, how else are they keeping that that island so secure? But that's another thing too. I'm like, what happened with them on the with the captain? Because remember, he killed the one dude, but now what about the rest of them? They still aren't they still on that boat? Like, what happened? So
Listen.
I need season three soon. Y'all can't make us wait till next Christmas. Y'all need to just go ahead and drop that by at least by May, June. Like, come on now.
They might space it out. I hope they do about Thanksgiving though, because it was
Elite.
cool.
Elite.
Elite.
But regardless, I'll be tuned in. Squid Game is a good show. Season one, season two. Season one came out 2021, so they made us wait a bit. But it's good. It was worth the wait. So, Squid Game season two. All right, that was first of my weekly grab. What's next on yours?
I'm keeping it in the Netflix family. Next on mine is Carry On. It was a movie that came out right before Christmas. It starred Mr. Elton John. He was the guy that played Elton John in his movie, which I did like. His name is Taron. Ooh, I don't want to call him Mr. Elton John. But anyway, the movie is about him being a TSA agent, and he basically is down on his luck. His girlfriend's married. Well, his girlfriend is pregnant, I'm sorry, with their first baby, and she just got a promotion in the airport too. So they're a loving couple. Some crazy guy is basically trying to blow up the plane, but he's trying to do it for a senator. I don't know, something in the government. But it basically tells the story of the TSA agent trying to save the plane, save this guy from doing the stuff, but he also has this earpiece. Nobody can, like, nobody knows why he's doing these things. He affects his best friend, his job. He does a lot of crazy stuff, but then he also shows why he should have been a cop. I personally love the backstory of him wanting to be a cop, him not getting that, dream at first, and like how good of a cop he was. Because when he was figuring stuff out, I was screaming at the TV, like, do it. I love movies like that. Okay. It was one of
Yeah.
those movies where I was like, that guy did what? You killed, I can't believe you killed him. Like, I just, it was just such a movie that kept you on your seats, but it was funny too, like a little witty, not too funny. And I also just love the action, like the running after each other, the
Yeah,
way people were involved. I just loved it. It was a really good movie.
it
It was a good
was
movie.
good. Me and Mark, I like, yeah, because I was seeing mixed responses to it on like line, but when I watched it, I was like, it was a good movie. I gave it an 8 out of 10. It was
Yeah.
suspenseful. It kept me engaged throughout the whole film. It had a good ending. I didn't think it was so like typical. I really loved the redemption scene with Jason Bateman, his when he met his fate. It was great.
Oh my gosh. It was, I liked how he died. Exactly. It was so
Yes.
smart.
I
He
was like, yeah,
definitely ended up
kill
playing
his
that
ass.
now.
Yes. Kill him
Now,
good.
and I usually root for him in most of this. So I just like seeing him be evil. I liked how
I was
smart it
recognizing
was.
like actors because like the first cop that he killed, he plays the villain in The Chi. I was like, oh, they killed the villain of The Chi. It made me
And they killed the black boy from The New White Man Can't Jump.
Yes, or well, he also played
Don
50.
Cornelius.
He played 50 Cent's son in Power.
Oh, he did.
And I actually bumped into him when I went to Soho House last month to cover an event. And when I was coming in, he was coming out and he held the door for me. So,
He
yes.
seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, true,
He's
just
like a very nice
gentleman.
guy.
So, I was happy that he was redeemed at the end, 'cause I was like, "Well, what about him and his job?"
Yeah, I was like, why do black men gotta lose his job? But
Yeah.
I was just so like, you could have gave it somebody else. But I was a really good redeeming arc, and just the fact that like how like just so crazy about how all of this stuff intertwined and how he thought it was just him, but then it was another couple intertwined. I was like, oh, this is a good movie. Then the girl was doing her own little action. I was like, you pregnant and running real fast, but it's okay.
Right. Because I definitely was not doing that. It don't even matter if you were 6 weeks pregnant. That's just a lot. But yeah,
But it was a
good
good
movie.
movie. Really good movie on Netflix. If you want something to watch, Carry On was really, really good. What's next on your weekly grab?
So next on my weekly grab is a discussion. Because best friend, I have been trying to tune into the Real Housewives of Potomac, and I swear it's just I appreciate how light it got this season, because last season it was just so dark I had to tune out. Now it got so, it's not even that it's so light, it's just like, where is this going? And so now I'm tuning out. And I think that the root of the issue is that they have let Mia become the main character. This has always been an issue. Y'all know I have never been feeling Mia since she got on the show. I believe we've been doing this podcast since Mia's first season.
Yeah, about the first, yeah.
And remember, I've always said, like, she is just cheap. She's thirsty. And you can't have a cheap, thirsty person as the main character. It's just not, she's
You
not
can't.
main character energy. Like, she is just, she's one of those that should just be there, right? Just be there. Like, oh, Mia was there, you know, not she is the conversation. Then she got her little minion. And they're just bringing it down between them two. You still got Forehead Ashley. It's lacking substance. Giselle has co went complete 180, and now she's just so soft and timid. And you got Mia saying things about her daughter, and she's just not giving no energy, not no energy, the same energy she gave Wendy, who didn't do nothing to her daughters, but allegedly roll her eyes or something. There is just like there's a lack of quality storylines, which, you know, it would have helped, like, I guess if like Candace was there and she just was welcoming her child, if Ashley was actually really going through with her divorce. But Mia cannot be at all carrying the show. And I think that's what, you know, and then of course, Karen's DUI, which the fact that Mia is the one carrying the torch of trying to drag Marion over, Karen over this DUI, I think that's also bringing it down. It's just like, the show is going into a circle of mess. And it's unfortunate because Potomac used to be the HBIC. And now I just will say it, the top housewife franchise is Miami. They done got Dubai out of here. I really did like Dubai. I was rooting for them, but they got Dubai up out of here. You know, Beverly Hills is always Beverly Hills. It really just finds the fine line of just like lighthearted shade. They're also really, really popular, proper with how they handle their conflicts, because all of them are, you know, they come from some things. So it's always just real light. Salt Lake City, they get down over there. They get real shady over there. But I don't know. I still just think like it's real, still very high school in ways. Like, it's not really giving me much, but it works. It works. I did like Monica, like she, 'cause she would read they asses, but she just was doing too much. And you know, New York, the reboot, I was rooting for them too, but they're just too manufactured. And so I just really feel like we are really seeing Orange County. I've never really been able to get into it.
Never, ever. I don't
And I fear that we really have are like reaching the end of Real Housewives, because it's just like,
know.
where is everything going minus Miami? And then I hope Miami doesn't turn into that, you know? But yeah, where are we going? Potomac, what's happening? I'm confused. And for that, it's like I'm like, okay, unless I see something on a trailer that is making me really want to tune in, I'm probably just going to check y'all around the reunion time. because I'm bored. But yeah, that's.
Heard that? I mean, I don't. I will say, like, I don't disagree because, like, I'm not like I have to keep up with those shows. It's not like a show I have to watch the next day. Like, I just caught up to Potomac today at work, like, watching it while working. But so I agree. I do think Jacqueline is very annoying. Extreme. You don't know, Mia. You just don't know. Shut up. She's so. You just didn't know, but I don't. That's an interesting take. I wonder what if I wonder if anybody agrees. Like, let us know. That's interesting. Like the whole franchise, you want to start everything from the top, like reboot everyone besides Miami.
Yeah. No. You don't have to reboot Beverly Hills. I don't think you need to reboot Salt Lake City. Some people just get on my nerves, but I don't think it needs to be rebooted. They could I think they're good. They're on a good track. But definitely figure something. New York, yeah, I don't know. I think it was. I'm starting to wonder if it was a mistake bringing in a whole new cast because they're just so manufactured. They know too much about how the show works, and so they're just trying too much. But definitely Jersey. I heard that they were about to reboot it, and they just aren't sure. So everybody's on pause. The new girls they reached out to, the old girls. But I think like Jersey's lost its touch. Potomac, Orange County has never done it for me. Beverly Hills, like I said, it doesn't need a reboot. But some people, I don't know. Like I just feel like I'm just so over it. I think after this season with Kyle and Dorit, whatever they're gonna figure out, which I think is gonna end up with them being like, okay, well, I'm sorry too. I think that's what's gonna happen at the reunion. I've been saying it was time for Kyle to go. 'Cause like, why is she still here? And like, now are you about to drag this whole Mauricio thing? It's like, girl, we've been new. The psychic told you like 15 years ago.
Ain't
So,
that crazy? Ain't that crazy? He was like, he's never gonna be able to fulfill you. You're not gonna work out.
yeah, and it's like I just feel like there's such good quality out here in LA. It's like you could get some real people on there. So I don't know. I'm just like, it's just not giving. It's not giving, and it's so unfortunate. Like we're sitting here having to watch this, and y'all canceled Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, fucked up. That show was actually good. So yeah, but anyways. I'm over talking about it because it's just so boring. So, what is last on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab is a very new show I discover, but I am in love with this show. I can't wait. As soon as this is over, I'll watch the next episode. It is The Equalizer. It is currently out on
Oh,
CBS and
yes.
Paramount Plus, but Netflix got the first three seasons. Shout out to Netflix because I don't know why. My grandmother used to watch the show all the time, and I used to be like, it looks okay. And I was like, let me just watch the first episode. And it's a really good
Oh,
show.
I love it. Shout out to Queen Latifah.
You know what, Queen Latifah? I love you so much, respectfully, because I know you're married. I know you got a baby. But like, I just love her. Like, oh, I'm just like, yes. Oh, I'm just rooting for her. So basically, it's a play of a book. There's been movies about it. Denzel Washington is the star of the movie versions. It's basically her being an ex-CIA official. She got out of it because she felt like they weren't protecting actual people, that there were always something dirty going on. But she uses her skills. She has a little team. And they just help everyday people around New York City just fight the good fight, whether it's breaking up gangs or getting justice for like so-called terrorists or like rape accusers, like the Me Too. It's just such a good show. But in real life, she has a young teenage daughter and an aunt that she basically lives with, this lovely, beautiful, like house of Black women. And I just also love that metaphor of like older woman, Queen Latifah, and then her young teenage daughter. That's really cool. And then you have the cop, who I think about to be a love interest thing. His name is Detective Dante. He finds out about her, but he starts helping her. Now, technically, she's a vigilante. She shouldn't be doing this stuff, but she's killing it. She's putting him on. So, like, let's say he needs help, he'll call her. Nobody will know. They have this very secret relationship. But now the cops are trying to figure her out. Like, you can't be out here embarrassing cops. You doing our job, or you making it look like we don't do nothing. It's just such a good show. And there's so much action, but some emotion. One of her sidekicks, he's dead, quote unquote. He sold military secrets, so he has to live underground. He can't come out. He just does all the tech stuff. He goes outside maybe once, he has to hide. But basically, Queen Latifah killed him. So like he doesn't exist, but he lives underground. Only people that know is his wife and her. And the wife is another woman she used to work with in the CIA. And they like kind of, it's just a good show. I can't wait to finish all seasons and catch up. I want to apologize to Queen Latifah to being so late on the show. I
Yeah,
apologize.
you're pretty late, but it sounds like it was worth the wait. Last on my weekly grab is a return of my new little sub-segment, Mommy Watch,
Whoop.
of the content that I have been watching with my now 6-month-old daughter, and that, I'm either suggesting it or just talking, giving my own discourse on it as a mom. But I have said in the past that I didn't want to play Miss Rachel because her voice was a bit annoying. But now that my daughter is in the gibberish stage and we're just trying to steer her into knowing how to form words or just understand certain words, we are playing content that is teaching her and preparing her how to talk. And when you put that in search on YouTube, who pops up? The one and only Miss Rachel.
Uh-oh.
So I put it on the other day and I literally had it on for, I would say, like 2, 3 minutes. And my daughter just lit up, like lit up, was screaming happy screams at the TV, like, eh! And Miss Rachel just got it. The power of Miss Rachel. I have been conformed. I get it. I was
Get
trying to
the pink shirt
sleep,
ready. Get your
but
pink shirt.
Miss Rachel's like, peekaboo. She always does peekaboo when she's gonna start a new word. And then then she's not only just teaching them how to say the word, she's also teaching them how to sign the word and teaching them sign language. So Miss Rachel got it down. So been introducing her to that because my baby is obsessed with cloud babies, and me and my husband just get so tired of hearing cloud babies all day. So we try to introduce her to other things just so we don't have to hear cloud babies all day. So the other thing that I have been having her watch is Blue's Clues. And it's just so amazing to see that Blue's Clues is still on. I can remember it being on when I was a kid. Granted, like Blue's Clues came out a little like when I was beyond like that kind of content, but like my nephew, who is about to turn 30 next year, he was a Blue's Clues kid. So Blue's Clues has been around for a minute. And so now it is up to the third host, Josh. He's Filipino because one episode he had his no-no and they was making foods from the Philippines. So it's just more diverse, but still just the same format, the same concept, the same formula of Blue's Clues, of finding the three clues, figuring out what Blue's trying to say, figuring out Blue's Clues, then singing the song. You got mail time. Paprika and salt is still around there. But what I love about Blue's Clues is they incorporate the two previous hosts. So you see Steve, who I remember, that's who I grew up with. And then Joe was the second generation of Blue's Clues. And the Christmas episode was so adorable. It was so nostalgic because it followed Josh go to these different Christmas towns, and Steve was in one and Joe was in another. And then they all like came together. It's just like so cute. And then even also periodically other episodes, you'll see Steve or you'll see Joe. So they still incorporate them into the Blues because they're part of the Blue's Clues family. It's adorable. And it's very educational, very informative, bubbly, upbeat. And when you are raising a little one, that's all you want them to really watch. Because like periodically, if I'm trying to watch something because she's asleep and then she wakes up and she catches me watching Love and Marriage Huntsville, and then they all screaming. I started trying to get into Bell Collective after one girl quit on Carlos King's Live. So I started watching that. And then each episode is like, okay, but I just feel like, okay, but y'all set me up. And it's like, I'm just not trying to let my daughter manifest that energy. So
You what? Because
Miss
I just see
Rachel,
that.
Miss Rachel and Blue's Clues is where it's at. And in addition to Cloud Babies, because I'm telling y'all, first of all, Cloud Babies only had one season in 2012. So do you know how many times I have seen all of its only 10 episodes?
Wait, this is not a show that's like on. It only
No! Cloud Babies
school.
is only on YouTube, and it's from 2012, best friend. It is a British cartoon from 2012, one season, 10 episodes. Each episode is mad short. Me and my husband have seen each episode a million times. We know them by heart now. Moon, Moon, do you know what happened to the stars in the night? It's just horrible. We're tired of it.
Name the podcast. Do you happen to the stars in the night?
But she loves it. Like when I tell you, she could just have like she'll like tune out if we turn something else on, or she like once she wakes up in the morning and then we turn on the TV and we turn our cloud babies, my baby just starts smiling from ear to ear. She gets excited. So it's like, hi, you gotta just let her watch what she wants to watch. So we just have that shit on all day. But eventually we'd be like, we're fighting back. No cloud babies right now.
No.
But all right, that's it for Mommy Watch. So, as you can see, we have diverse content on here. We talk about everything from girls having cursed vaginas, to Squid Game,
Blues.
to Blue's Clues, okay, to the Equalizer. It don't matter how late the show came out.
You gonna leave me alone,
We not
okay?
talked
Your
about
watch is up to
Supermarket
from
Sweep.
2012.
The 1991 version, not the Leslie Jones version, the 1991 version of Supermarket Sweep. We've had a lot
It's
to talk
still good.
about. If it's on TV, we're gonna talk about
Because
it.
I've been watching the old Amazing Races too. You're not gonna get me started. Pluto is the
Oh,
best thing
I
that
can
came.
imagine that that's coming up soon on one of your weekly grabs.
Girl, I
So,
watched season 21 over again. That's my favorite season.
listen, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That's TEA and the letter V.
Yes, give us a shout out. Holler at us.
All right. So now let's get into people that are kind of getting on our nerves with our piss poor performance.
Urine.
Okay, best friend, who is you pissing on this week?
You know what? This is not necessarily a TV show or a movie as more as it is somebody that I've seen on television and a public figure. This is my personal opinion. I'm gonna give my piss poor to Alison Hoker because if you don't know who she is a dancer that was on So You Think You Could Dance and Dancing with the Stars. She was married to Twitch, Bose Hoker, who unfortunately died, I think about 2 years ago, by suicide, and they had three kids together. She just came out with this video about, his demons and his past and what he wrote in his journal and the things he went through as a child and things that I think that you would confide in somebody you love, but you wouldn't necessarily want the world to know. And she got paid for that interview. You
Of
know,
course.
she is doing a book, so she's trying to promote her book.
Yep.
And then now you're getting real family, real friends commenting. Apparently, she made everybody at that funeral sign an NDA. She changed her last name on Instagram in less than 48 hours after he passed away. She won't let his mom or the rest of his family see the kids. And it's like,
Is that in her interview?
no, but people
Of
are blowing
course
her up
not.
for doing that interview.
Of
They're like,
course
you could have
not.
talked about your pain. You could have talked about how you're dealing. You could have talked about maybe how you felt when you found out. But if this is something that he was fighting, if he was apparently quote unquote on all of these drugs, allegedly, there was no sign, but apparently he was on all of these quote unquote drugs, per her book or her thing, why would you say that? Why would you do that?
Are we going to say it? Are we going to say why she would say it? Are we just going to keep it cute? Because we can say why she said it.
Oh my Lord. Like, why can't you just be different?
Okay, but I'm not trying to get too Dr. Umar on this
Yes,
show.
that's if you
And
know, you
now
know.
listen, okay, because I'm in an interracial marriage at myself, but sometimes, some people ain't all the way for us. And
As you were saying this, because I hadn't heard about it yet, but then I glanced on Twitter, and so we got my girl Candace, Potomac alum, who we can't wait for you to come back, boo-boo, but keep focusing on your child. She said in response to this news, I'm not even gonna say it, but this white woman is doing everything but protecting her black children and her black husband's legacy. She could have kept this in her therapist's office. And I think that's pretty much what is infuriating people about this news is like, why? Why? You're doing it for money, but like, why?
Yeah, nobody
And
asked
so,
for
were
this.
you ever really for him? And so
Yeah.
that's where that Dr. Umar comment I said will come in, because this is what he would say when it comes to interracial marriage, particularly when you have white black men dating white women. It's something like this is a tall tale of like, was this white woman really rooting for her black husband, or was she just there to enjoy his successes because he was successful, he was famous, he was on Ellen DeGeneres? Was she there for that? But when it comes down to really the grit of it, were like, are you now just showing your true colors and what you were all about?
Yeah, it
So
just was so nasty. It was just so, it didn't need to happen. You didn't need to say it. And then now people are like one of her bridesmaids, one of his best friends wrote like this really long post basically saying like, it's low down, it's such a money grab. You made us all sign NDAs. This is the craziest thing you've
that's
ever done. You're
crazy.
treating his mom like garbage. One of the cousins was like, she won't let anybody see these kids. And this is like, she's just really not who she's trying to portray. And there's some others, to your point, who are like, she's just telling her life. No, she's not. She's
No.
telling his life.
Right.
You can tell how you feel, how his actions made you feel. There are tasteful biographies. I feel like, okay, case in point, Sunny and Cher. I mean, Cher just did a biography and she did a lot of interviews about Sunny, but
Right.
every story was about what he did to her. He
Right.
took her money. He was on drugs when he hit her. It wasn't things that wasn't public because he talked about his drug addiction, but it
Yeah.
wasn't nothing he didn't say out loud that she didn't know. But she didn't go about his secret. She said, well, this is what he did to me.
Right.
Talk about your hurt, your pain. I know there's a lot of, widows who would love that point of view, but I'm not feeling it. I'm pissing all over you. I
Okay.
don't think it was cool. And like, yeah, girl,
Piss,
not
dog piss, dog piss.
it.
Cause
No,
you
because
fake.
imagine, God forbid, something happened to you. Like,
You
you
fake.
and like, and then Mark was like, you know what? Everything that happened since she was
Right.
18 years old, I'm
Right.
gonna write a book
You
about it.
wasn't really for me. You wasn't really
Exactly.
for
What kind of
me.
love it? And you have kids. And somebody said these kids are gonna grow up one day, and everything you do on the internet is savable. They're gonna Google these stories one
Yeah.
day. They're gonna see this stuff.
Yeah.
You could have, you should have told them first and then put this out. But you wanted that money, so whoever PR team you got, girl, fire them because this was not the move.
It wasn't the move, and I don't know how successful that book is going to be. Listen, people not going to be supporting that. I mean, she's getting dragged online right now, so I don't know.
We'd love to see it. Sorry,
I don't
but not
know.
sorry. Who are you
But
pissing
yeah.
on?
Oh, I was just carrying on of just like the downfall of Bravo shows. And I've always felt like Married to Medicine, even though it's not a Real Housewives show, it's just been like an extension because it always comes on after one of the housewives. And yeah, I am piggybacking off of something you said a couple of shows back, and that it needs a cast shakeup because the show is just, it's not doing it. Even the last fight that Heavenly had with Contessa, it's just the same old Heavenly telling people your mama, them all throwing shade at Quad for no reason. They thought Sweet T and Greg coming back was going to do something. It's not giving. And Jackie and Simone is still taking up space and not really providing much. I need Mariah back on Married to Medicine, as well as some new energy. And if they're not gonna do that, this show is going down the drain, down my toilet, where my pee goes. Piss, piss, piss.
Apparently, there is a new doctor coming later in the season. She's very pretty. Don't know her name, but I did see photos of a light-skinned doctor married to a football player, an
Well,
ex-football
I
player.
hope she has a storyline, because if not, she's just another face and it's just not giving. It's not giving. But all right, that's who's been frustrating us.
Let's now get into who we're actually rooting for with our yes segment. Who you got, best friend?
This is actually funny because my yes goes to a show I think should have gotten at least one more season, specifically for when it got canceled. And this is Married to Medicine LA. It was
Oh.
only two seasons. I
Yes.
watched it over the Christmas break for on Peacock, and I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. I do think where they did go wrong was they did too many of the girls' interviews together because they were like the two best friends, and like they would put the girls together instead of like their partners. They put the partners together, but then they put the girls together. I didn't like that, but I didn't mind it. They basically did a spinoff based off of Dr. Contessa's best friend, Dr. Britton. They're also both deltas. I think they're like from the same chapter. And she moved from Florida to LA with her husband.
What are they? What org?
They're deltas.
Oh.
Yeah, they're deltas. So they went to a school in Florida. I think they're from the same chapter. And basically, she is knows Dr. Contessa. She's an anesthesiologist, and she moves to LA with her husband. But there you have Dr. Imani, who was a psychiatrist, beautiful black woman from I think Harlem, lived in LA. She was gorgeous. You had Dr. Noel, who only stayed the first season. She was I couldn't get jiggy with her, no shade. Then you had Asha, who I couldn't get jiggy with. They left. And then the next season they brought a new for people. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate Married to Medicine. They were supposed to come back, but then COVID. And then they just were like, forget it. Actually, no.
Right.
So, you
I
know.
tried to get into it. I do remember, and it just
Yeah.
wasn't for
I
me.
didn't mind it. I just want to give them my yes because I feel like if it wasn't, I feel like they were just kind of getting their mark. They could have had a third season, but then again, we know what these Bravo shows, they'd be in today, gone today. I do think Married to Medicine should have another location.
I
I
do.
do
I
think so.
agree.
I do think that. I
I
do
don't
think they
know if
need
LA is that other location. I would want
another.
to probably still stick with something, like Houston,
Maybe
DC,
Chicago.
Chicago, like another like predominantly black city.
Agree. Maybe Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago could be good. So thanks for rooting for Married to Medicine LA. It's too bad it is 5 years too late. No, six now,
You're
six.
gonna stop. Listen, I am a nostalgic person. Please stop making fun of me because I like
Right,
things that I can
Equalizer,
do
Supermarket Sweep, and Married to Medicine LA. Yes.
it.
Oh my gosh. Well, my yes is going to a current show. Y'all know I always will bring up Love and Marriage Huntsville, and I am just rooting for Marceau for the first time ever. That is only because he is about to read Martell's ass for built on this upcoming episode. The episode on Saturday ended with the teaser to next week, and Martell and Marceau have basically they have fell out. They are no longer friends, no sign of ever becoming friends again, but now they are having this
Oh.
meetup, and Marceau is just like, look, I'm better than you in every sense of the word. Understand that. You understand that, right? And Martell just looks so gagged, like he's legit stuttering over his words. I just cannot wait to see this showdown next week. And now what we're seeing outside of the show, because the show always spills over to social media, it's just Martell has just gotten so messy with it. Granted, Tisha is getting messy back, basically trying to out Martell or say something about his sexuality. So it's just getting real
Wait,
messy.
why? You're rooting for Marcel. It is a cold day in New York.
Okay, only because y'all know, like, Martell just be doing too much of just trying to bring people down to his level. And
Yeah.
it's just getting played out. And it's like finally Marceau is fighting back. Because let's say, for example, everything that Martell says about Marceau is true, right? Marceau has cheated on Tisha. He's no better. Well, Marceau is not divorced. Marceau has not gotten caught. As much as people have said that he's cheated on Tisha, no evidence has been presented on the show.
He
And
ain't have no baby. Hello?
exactly. So, Martell, you did all of that. So, if anything, it just looks like you're just mad that it worked out for Marceau and it didn't work out for you. So, you just be mad at yourself. So the fact that Marceau is finally clapping back at Martell and not just playing this little game, because they would have arguments before and then be friends again. Now Marceau is just like, no, like we are done. So I'm here for it because Marceau, despite him be getting on my nerves, like he's very well spoken. He could read somebody down. And I would say, aside from just how at times he does come off as condescending to his wife, he still is a quality man of like a husband, a father, a professional, an entrepreneur, a black entrepreneur. You know, he's a Q. So it's like I feel like he's carried himself to a certain degree and caliber. And I did meet them in person. I went to Carlos King's Love and Marriage Huntsville event out here in LA. And I met them and he was cool. Like I could actually just tell that he is a cool person in person. So I can't say the same for Martell. I haven't met Martell, but just what he is given is also just very immature, childish, and like something is off. Because
Can I ask you quickly, how did they fall out? What happened? What was the beef coming from? Like, why
basically,
were y'all
Martell,
cool?
it would be about like if, say, somebody does an interview and then they get asked a question and then someone's like, oh, well, you shouldn't have answered that or whatever. And so it's like basically there things that happen outside of the show get pulled into the show. This is one show that there is no fourth wall. Like everything is the show. So they will talk about what happened at the reunion and then they'll talk about the interview somebody did and then their post on social media. So it all just it's like, you know, you could tell that they don't really fabricate nothing for the show. It just gets spilled into the show. So Martell and Marceau this time around are not speaking because of something I believe Marceau said in the interview that Martell is now picking an issue with, but he's now totally escalating it to the point where, like I said last time, he was saying that both he's bringing up somebody that Tisha slept with in college. So,
Okay, now college.
right,
They're in
exactly.
their 40s, almost 50s.
Exactly. Like, are you serious? So, yeah, that's why it's like, as much as the Scots get on my nerves, I'm still rooting for them in this fight against Martell because Martell's just going low. He's going low. So, yeah, Love and Marriage Huntsville. Y'all know I love that messy ass show. And I did recently start Bell Collective only because I saw a clip on social media from Carlos King recently did a live, and Akeisha from Bell Collective quit on Carlos King's live. And you
I
could
saw that clip. I was
tell
like,
he
what?
was not expecting it. He was so gagged. And she was just like, okay, well, thank you. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Loved it. So I was like, okay, I gotta watch the show to see what's going on. So now I'm trying, but I wasn't trying to go back to the beginning. I was just like, I'm gonna just start from the latest season. So the latest season, I think they're in what, season five, four. So I just started it and it's just started off a lot of mess. 'Cause now at this point you see it's been seasons in, so they got all this drama and it's always the let's just try to meet and come together. Like y'all don't like each other. Like going with the sisterhood. Sisterhood my ass.
Yo.
But yeah, I love it. I love the mess because I'm not entertaining it in my real life. So yes. But all right, y'all. Oh my gosh, I can't forget. Y'all already know. We're gonna do a little deep dive because our favorite of the favorite show is back on television, RuPaul's Drag Race, the US version, because you know Tanae be watching every other country.
Yeah, they haven't been that great, but I like
Yes.
the
But
17.
all right, we got our new season 17. What are you thinking about the new queens? There's a lot of them. A plethora of new faces. We don't have to go through all of them, but at least who were some standouts for you?
That's my whole thing. It's just a lot of them. I don't mind, but I just miss when it was all of them in one show because I like to
Yeah.
compare them to each other. But I guess they want to give queens a chance, so they try to space it out to give more people opportunity, which I understand. I like it. The girls, like sometimes they get younger, they get older, but I really do like it. I think there's less like horrible, like, you know, oh my gosh, queens. Like I feel like kind of to your point about Housewives, but it's a positive. Like
Yeah.
they watch it, so they grow. They learn makeup. They learn how to sew. If a girl don't know how to sew on season 17, I promise you, she's getting
Right.
my piss poor. It is season 17. You know, you got
Right.
to learn how to put a shirt together. You know, you have to.
Pretty
The bare
much.
minimum. But I like it. It's cute. I'm gonna right after this actually watch the last 5 minutes because you taught me how on the MTV website. But I liked it. It was cute. I could tell they got a new set. I do like the new set.
New
The
set.
new runway, new money.
It seems so. Basically, what I got is this is like the season of the drag daughters. So there's a lot of daughters. You have, I believe it is it Sam? Is it Sam Star?
Sam
That
Star,
is,
yep.
she's Trinity Tuck's daughter. Then I'm sorry, I got lost track of somebody who was like the daughter of a daughter of a daughter. I was like, okay, girl, I don't know who you are. Someone else, and then is it not Pittsburgh? It's the one from Seattle. She's the drag daughter of somebody who got sent home episode one.
Oh, that is Irene Dubois. But is it Arietti?
Is
I think is
it Arietti? I think
it
it
Arietti?
is Arietti.
Yeah, she's that's her drag
Or
auntie
something of that
or
sort. But
something.
yes. And then there's one more, but it was like three or four of them that are drag daughters. So I was like, okay, this is like the drag daughters season.
Yeah,
Which
the
is
Corey guy,
understandable.
the black guy, is like
Right.
playing
Yes.
James, like drag cousin or something.
Yes. So which at yeah, like it's like daughter-in-law, drag daughter-in-law. So
Yes.
like with it being season 17, I can understand that at this point now we're gonna get a lot of offsprings. Because the show's been on the air for so long. So you'll have affiliations to earlier queens. But I would say what I am liking about this season that we haven't seen in other seasons is like everyone, minus the one that's, the 1920s-esque, but she still has something about her. Everyone is a fashion girly. Like these
Yeah,
girls
they have,
are
yep.
bringing and serving the looks, the makeup. Like I said, just minus that one who, but Rue always brings on those curveballs because they're unsuspecting. You don't know. They could actually come and win, like we have was seen with what's her name?
Which one?
Moon, the one who won all stars, and she won RuPaul's Drag
Oh,
Race.
Jinx Monsoon.
Yes, Jinx Monsoon. I said Moon. But yes. So the Tammy Browns. So
Yes.
we have that this season with Susie Toot. So you never know. Susie Toot could be the wild card and really make it far in this game. But yeah, the girls are really serving looks, so it'll be hard with like judging. So it'll really come down to these challenges. But so far, my standouts, I really love Jules Sparkle, the Latina from I believe Miami, Tampa. She's hilarious. I love her. Ting, ting. It just takes me out every single time. And I do like Ariety. She's serving looks and she has personality. So,
She's so cute. She's
and
so
really
cute.
cute. Yeah, a lot of them too are looking cute outside of drag. So yeah, I'm looking forward just to seeing the competition. I don't really never care for the shade and stuff. I'm here for the actual competition. Like, how do you look on the runway? How did you perform in the challenge? How do you work together as a team? Are you always wanting to try to get your way? So we'll see. We'll see. It's only been episode one. They did the first half of the talent show, which Jules stood out with the La Leche. La
Yeah, it's the one
Leche.
you
That
can,
song was popping. And honestly, I really only kind of liked hers. But it was typical because then I think she had to lip sync against Susie Toot. And Susie Toot won. Because it's like, okay, we've seen the death drops, we've seen the splits, we've seen the hair twirls,
what
I
else can
think.
you do?
Exactly. So I think RuPaul's always reminding people, the queens, that she wants to see something different. Not don't come with the same shit. You come with the same shit, it's cute. You'll have your moments, the gag mo worthy moments, but you got to still be able to impress me. And I've seen it all, honey. So yes, we will continue bringing up our favorite show, Drag Race, because it's back and it's just getting started. But we typically keep that separate from our weekly grab, or else we talk about it every week. So,
Yeah, because literally I can, because I'm gonna make sure I catch up to that and
pretty
watch the
much.
episode so I can see it all.
So yes, let's close it out. Let's get into some positivity, our first positivity of the new year. What are you leaving our listeners with?
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Okay, Winston Churchill.
You know, he's a real person. He did something
Yeah.
very important in the parliament or something like that. Sorry, I don't
Well,
remember.
you know, mine is from Pinterest.
That's
But
it.
I think it's from a page called God's Wealthy Woman. And it's an affirmation. And this is the affirmation that I am taking with me into 2025. Okay. I am entering my wealthy woman era, a life of ease, peace, comfort, and intentional happiness. This era does not require struggle, stress, or distress. It is filled with mutual relationships, clarity, and self-care. I choose to embrace abundance and prosperity, and I will not entertain anything that causes me stress or brings negativity into my life. I am God's wealthy woman walking in his favor and grace. Period. Dot. Thank you. So,
That was beautiful, Pinterest. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
the picture's gonna always have it. You better believe it. So listen, y'all, like and subscribe, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA letter V. Rate and review, leave us a comment.
Shout us out. Let us know. Tag us, at us, talk to us. That's it.
And we're back. So we will be back next week with more commentary on what we've been watching, whether it's a television show or a movie or somebody's fake ass wife who
We're
haven't seen
gonna
anything.
watch it
Okay.
if it's on
What's
TV.
our closing slogan, best friend?
Love, abundance, and hair bundle.
Yes, I definitely kicked off the new year putting back in my good bundles.
I'm
So, yeah.
trying to go off 2 more weeks before we put some weave back in.
Gotta have the weed. All right, y'all. Happy New Year.
Happy
Bye.
2025.